case number 27047, application of Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation for an order amending the applicable orders for the Dutch Henry Butte and Dickinson Bakken pools to establish a 2460-acre spacing unit in Stark County, North Dakota, and authorize one horizontal well to be drilled on each such unit. Will all interested parties please come forward?
Thank you, Madam Examiner. Wade Mann, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this case on behalf of Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation, and the same three witnesses will testify in this case.
Okay. I will remind the witnesses that they're still under oath, and we can begin with Mr. Kruljack.
Okay. And Chance, let's go through the land exhibits for this one.
Okay. Exhibit L1 is a locator map of North Dakota with Stark County shown in gray, and the Dutch Henry Butte and Dickinson fields outlined in red. The township of this unit of 140 North, 97 is also 97 West is also shown. And then on exhibit L2.1 is the land plat of a 2,560-acre spacing unit covering sections 9, 10, 15, and 16 of 140 North, 97 West. And the underlying pooled units are shown in blue. Whiting's working interest, the new proposed unit is 55.95%. And the spreadsheet of the breakdown of how I calculated that is attached. On exhibit L2.2 is another 2,560-acre spacing unit covering sections 15, 16, 21 and 22 of 140 North, 97 West. Underlying pool spacing units are shown in blue. And Whiting working interest in the new unit is 67.77%. And a working interest breakdown is attached to that plan plat.
Okay. I have no further questions, and I would offer the land exhibits.
Land exhibits L1 and L2 are accepted. Does staff have any questions? Seeing none, we'll move to the next witness, Mr. Helix.
All right, Michael, let's go over the geology underlying these 2560s.
Okay. Again, you wanted the structure map drawn on the top of the upper box and shale with a 20-foot contour interval, and then the current development field portion of the field is shown, as well as the outline of the proposed unit and the location of the pipe walk for this area of the field.
Okay. And take us to the type log.
Okay. C2 is that type log showing the various stratigraphic units that comprise the Bakken pool. And again, all of these stratigraphic units are present and thought to be continuous across the proposed unit. And again, our main target interval will be the first bench of the Three Forks Formation.
Okay. I have no further questions. I'd offer the geology exhibits.
Geology exhibits G1 and G2 are accepted. Does the staff have any questions for this witness? Seeing none, we'll move on to Mr. Betts.
Ben, go ahead and take us through your exhibits and explain how you intend to develop each of these 2560s.
Exhibit E1.1 is a map depicting the location of planned lease line wells for 25-acre spacing unit consisting of sections 9, 10, 15, 16 of 140 North, 97 West. Exhibit E1.2 is a map depicting the location of the planned lease line wells for the 25-acre spacing unit consisting of sections 15, 16, 21, 22 of 140 North and 97 West.
Okay. And how about reservoir and economics for these?
Exhibit E2.1 is an engineering exhibit for the development of the proposed 2560-acre spacing unit. Estimates that the OIP is approximately 28 million barrels. The wells in the proposed 2560-acre spacing unit are expected to recover 284,000 sucking barrels of oil, assuming a price of $60 per barrel and a $6.86 million drilling complete investment. These wells are expected to pay out in 4 years.
Okay. And would the 2560s to allow for the lease line well prevent waste and protect relative rights? Okay. I have no further questions. I'd offer E1, E2, and gas capture affidavit.
Okay.
The exhibits E1 through 3 are accepted. Does the staff have any questions at this time?
Ben, on your exhibits E1.1 and 1.2, you're showing the well in a dashed black. I believe Michael indicated the plan was to go with a Three Forks target. Can you confirm what the target for the two wells is?
The Three Forks. Apologize, that's an error.
Okay, thank you.
Ben, you're showing EUR in these cases of 284. Is that what you're seeing in the area? Okay, thanks.
No further questions. That will conclude the hearing for case number 27047.